I'm Sid Garza-Hillman, and this is what I think.
So this is on the table, and it could be super cool. There is an event in Michigan, and it's sort of a kind of a veg fest from what I gathered, but then there's also a race, and they're throwing around the idea of having me come out there, do one or two talks, but also run in one of the races. There's like a 5K and a 10K and a marathon. I would be tempted to do the marathon. That's just me. So my assistant, and I know that sounds fancier than it is, but she's in Florida and she helps me do stuff. She used to help me post on social media, but we know where that went. Down the old social toilet. The online toilet is where that went. So she's been in touch with them, and she sent them like my stuff, which is now again no longer social media, but my YouTube channel and this podcast and everything. And so the guy writes back, really nice guy, and they're interested in having me come out, and you know, maybe we could do that, and you know, fly him out here and do the da 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 da, be cool. But he goes, yeah, I checked out Sid's YouTube channel, and I think he said something like, you know, I really like the videos. Based on the views, it looks like he's just getting started. Yeah, you know, that felt fantastic. That's the kind of stuff that I'm just like, bring more of that on. I literally have something like 220, maybe more. I'm not even kidding. I mean, I have so many videos on there. Based on the views, the kid's just getting started. He seems like a good kid. You know, he might have a future in YouTube if he just, you know, after about 10 or so videos, he might hit his stride. That's not discouraging at all. It's not going to stop me from going to Michigan, I'll tell you that much. It just goes to show you that you can bust your ass, which I do. And it doesn't, there's some areas that it doesn't pay off in. So you got to make sure that it's paying off in some places and arenas that matter to you. Because there's a good chance it may not pay off in all the arenas or even most of the arenas. It might just pay off in like one, which is that I like shooting the videos, I like editing them. My views aren't huge, but I think they're real, I know they're real, and the comments are nice, and I think it's part of the work I do, and I think it's influencing people in a good way. So that's, I gotta have that. Otherwise, if I don't have that, if I'm just doing prank videos and unboxing videos, and nobody's and not many people are watching, then what do I have? I got no arenas. You know what I'm saying? That to me is depressing. The work has got to matter. If the work doesn't matter, why would you put yourself through that bullshit? I'm just about to edit one tonight. I'm excited to edit it. Whether people will look at it or not, or how many do, I mean, it's out of my hands. It is out of my hands. That's an actual truth. And that's kind of a good thing to think about. Like, you know, in general, some things that are out of your hands. I mean, actually, you can't, there's only so much you can do. We know that, but we still get bummed out when we hear things. You know what? Look, I'm just going to single malt scotch it. I'm back from Arizona. I was in Sedona, Arizona over the weekend with the family. Healthy World Sedona flew us out there, put us up in a nice hotel with an outdoor, unheated pool jacuzzi, what the kids loved. But I loved the outdoor unheated pool. You want to know why? Freaking cold therapy. And I mean cold. Like, that's colder. I'm on a well. I'm cold. My shower's cold. This was beyond the river where I live. So I'm guessing in the 40s, that because it freezes at night. And so I would get in during the day. And man, I ain't whistling Dixie on that one. Woo! Met a couple cool people in the jacuzzi one night. Guy does cold therapy. He didn't do the Wim Hof thing. He hadn't done it, but he does the cold shower every day. He was inspired by Tony Robbins, who does a dunk in a cold dunking thing he has. That's like, it's always cold. He removes the cover. It's in his deck, and he jumps in. Tony Robbins does. Once I kind of hit my stride on YouTube, and I really start banking the views, and I start making a bunch of dough. Guess what? I'm going to get one of those. I'm going to call Tony. Go, Tony, where'd you get that? What's the brand on that? Is that a Whirlpool? That model, send me one of those expedited. That's kind of how I'm gonna roll once YouTube really starts paying off. It's gonna pay off. I feel like it's gonna pay off. I'm putting all my eggs in that basket. Anyway, but Sedona was great, and the kids sat on a panel, on a vegan kids panel, answered some questions. I was proud of them. There's three other kids too. Not as proud as them. No, I'm just kidding. They were great. All good. I moderated it. I kept things, everything in moderation. That was my motto as a moderator. I was like, everything in moderation, everybody. So I'm back, and somebody emailed me, one of my podcast listeners, and I hope to meet soon, because we've been trading emails for a few years now. And it's like, haven't heard from you. And I looked back on my last episode of this was like 13 days ago. That's a long time. With the travel and the whatnot, it just was. You guys, if you listen to episode one, you knew the rules. Dems the Rules was the title of that, is that I only post when I feel like got something to say. And I'm sticking to it. You know, there's been weeks I've posted twice. It's kind of, I like it. I love it. Actually, it's kind of cool. I had something to say. I was like, "Woo!" I was in Sedona, and I had an idea, and I was like, whip those notes up. So I got back today, printed them out. Here I am. That's important stuff. And you guys really need to know that. So you need to know behind the scenes of me sitting in a hotel room, kind of cold from my cold therapy, typing up these notes. This is good stuff. The title of this episode is called The Prius Effect. I have been whirling around with this one in my brain, I'm going to say, for a year, maybe. I titled this The Prius Effect. It's me. I did it. Now, could somebody else have had... I haven't even Googled this, so there could be somebody who either, number one, invented it also, or two, stole it from me, because that could happen. But what I call The Prius Effect, and I'm going to be very clear, you may think that the Prius Effect is how angry I get driving on my local rural road trying to get to civilization, and that 94% of the time that traffic is slow, it's because of somebody in a Prius. Now, is that anecdotal? Yeah, but also not, because it's a study. Little Prius, they're not slow cars. This is what bothers me. It's one thing if it were like a horse and carriage, I'd be like, well, that's as fast as they can go. But a Prius can move. I know that it can. So you Prius drivers out there, you tell me what's going on with you guys, because your car can move faster than 10 miles below the speed limit, which is just par for the course. I know that you can drive faster. I don't know why you don't. It's not like you're driving a Buick. Mm. The Prius Effect is not about that. The Prius Effect is not about how slow Priuses are on the road, or Prii, as I'm sure some liberal will call them. Prii. Latin. Prius. Latin. For slow moving, not attractive car. I almost titled this episode The Elephant. And here's why. Because what I want to talk about today is it's a reality that all of us out there are dealing with. I don't want to say guilty of, but we're grappling with this kind of idea. Here's the Prius Effect. Is that a long enough preamble? The Prius Effect came about when I have constantly been in touch or seen people who sort of go like, I drive a Prius, and so I'm doing for the environment like an amazing amount for the environment. I drive a Prius. And turns out it's not that great. Like, it's kind of okay, but not that great. There's like bigger things to do. And that's why I was going to name this episode The Elephant, because oftentimes in our lives, and especially when it comes to things of ultimate importance like the environment, for instance, we'll sort of take what is easiest for us, and we'll be like, I drive a Prius, so therefore I don't have to do anything else, when a Prius does very little. It's a drop in the proverbial bucket. I'll give you a perfect example. Plastic straws. Everyone's going apeshit about plastic straws. No, plastic straws. Don't do plastic straws. Good. Don't do plastic straws. But you guys look up the amount of pollution in the ocean that comes from plastic straws. Ready? 0.4%. The last time I looked up, 0.4, not 4%, 0.4%. Guess what over half of the pollution in the ocean comes from? Over half versus 0.4. Ready? From fishing, like leftover fishing equipment, nets, lines, crap that's left in the, over 50%. So we're going to not do plastic straws, which is fine, but we're going to eat fish. So there's your elephant. The Prius Effect is like, I don't do plastic straws, and so because of that, I am taking care of the ocean. I feel very good about getting in the ocean knowing that I did not have a plastic straw in my Cosmopolitan last night. Even though I know, because I was used to be a bartender, that is not a straw drink anyway. So that you literally did nothing there, because a Cosmopolitan, you wouldn't have a straw anyway. So you did nothing for the earth by not having a plastic straw in your Cosmopolitan. Now, margarita? Okay, now we can have a conversation. My parents used to live in this town called Healdsburg, and during the drought in California, they instructed everybody, don't wash your cars. No washing cars. Sounds amazing. Don't wash your cars, of course. Why would you wash your cars in a drought? And I agree with it. Except for household use of water, it's like nothing. It's so minimal of water usage. Guess what? Big surprise. Animal agriculture is one of the biggest offenders. But don't deal with that. That's the elephant in the room. Let's not brush our teeth. You know, let's not leave the water running while we brush our teeth. Fine. Great. Good. But actually, unless you want to actually fix the problem. And nutritionally, this is interesting, because people go, I stopped having sugar in my coffee. I don't put sugar in my coffee. And they're just like, this is what I did. I stopped doing sugar in my coffee. If you guys could see me right now, I'm literally pointing my finger in the air as if anybody can see me. Okay, here comes the finger, ready? Fingers up. I stopped putting sugar in my coffee. Now, because I'm a little biatch, I will say to them, how much sugar did you put in your coffee? Because if you put 4 pounds, I'm glad that you gave that up. They go, a teaspoon. I go, okay, and you think a teaspoon is going to tip the scales on your health? You think, and I'm a nutritionist, and I'm saying give up the sugar if you don't care. I'm also going to say, if you really dig your morning cup of coffee and has a teaspoon of sugar in it, who gives a crap? Have a teaspoon of sugar. That's not going to tank your health. Sorry, but it's not. And this is where I, you know, butt heads with lots of people in the SOS, salt, oil, sugar-free world, because it's militant and nuts. It's, you know, my most of the time deal. If your calories mostly come from heavy box foods, you can have a teaspoon of sugar in your coffee. Sorry, who gives a shit? Nobody does. Your body doesn't. Yeah, okay, I'll deal with the sugar. And it's dealing with the caffeine anyway. If it's a problem for you and the rest of your diet's really dialed in and the sugar you can tell is kind of, okay, fine. But I don't know how 16 calories is going to upset the balance of your health long term. I don't see that happening. Now, eating sugar all day, added sugar, I mean, not fruit, eat fruit all day. I'm just saying added sugar. Sure, yeah, of course, yeah, fine. But that's the Prius effect. The Prius effect is focusing on one little kind of inconsequential aspect of a problem. And saying, it's the drunk, abusive father, and everyone tiptoes around. That's the one thing that actually upsets the entire family dynamic. But we're going to make sure that the dishes are washed, because that pisses him off. Everybody wash the dishes, because when dad comes in the room, that's when he loses his tempers. If there's dishes, don't deal with the actual thing that is the dysfunction in a certain situation. Don't deal with the biggest offender. This is... It makes sense. It comes back to my human versus lizard. It's stressful to deal with the big thing. And I'm not going to say everyone's got to just get up off your ass and deal with it. I am saying that there is a Prius effect, which is change often does not happen in our own personal lives, but also in the world that we live in, because we either don't know about the elephant in the room, or we do know and we don't want to deal with it because we're too chicken shit to deal with it. And in which case, it comes right back down to our own personal strength. Doesn't it? And that's, doesn't it, right? We tiptoe around, we drive a Prius, and then with the heat's off, weight's off our shoulders, we forego the plastic straw. We don't eat soy because it upsets our stomach, but we'll still eat cheese because we don't want to, the biggest offender is the dairy, but we can't give that up. And I think it's interesting to look at, because I think the biggest offenders, when we address the biggest, we want to avoid addressing the biggest offenders. You want to know why? Because oftentimes that means addressing our own character. That means looking, because that's the work. Driving a Prius, that's easy. Changing your diet overnight, or changing it, I wouldn't advocate overnight, so you know me, but I would say, you know, changing your diet and recognizing and acknowledging the biggest offender, offender, not defender, the biggest offender. That's character building. That is the strength of living in the modern world successfully. That is the deal. It's beginning the process of shifting, I would say via my small steps, but given the process of shifting, because you acknowledge what the biggest offender is. You acknowledge what is actually the elephant in the room. That's why, again, the alternative title, the elephant, which is okay, but the Prius effect sounds so much better because I named it and I love it. The Prius effect. Isn't that great? Use that. Don't hashtag it because I'm not on social media. Here, you could handwrite me a card. There's one podcast listener who listened to my old show and my new one who sends me on occasion a handwritten card. It's fantastic. I love there's a little envelope comes in, handwritten card. Fantastic. Now, on occasion, she'll put a little bit of dough in there, like for my birthday. It's like the most awesome, like to buy me a coffee sometimes. It's the cool thing ever. By the way, thank you guys for the Patreon and the reviews. I haven't checked reviews. I don't know if anybody's even leaving reviews. Honest to God, I'm losing a little steam here. I'm losing a little steam. You think when you bust your ass, there's going to be an automatic, like if I bust my ass, this is going to, it doesn't happen. Nobody owes me nothing. Nobody owes me shit. I know that. Doesn't mean I'm going to get less frustrated about it, but nobody owes me anything. I'm the one who took it on and I like the work. So if four people listen to this podcast, I'll probably still do it for a while because I like it. And then when I came up with the term, the Prius effect, I mean, who wouldn't want to do a podcast on something called the Prius effect? If you do the shift, if you recognize the elephant, if you go, you know what, I've been doing the Prius effect. Like I've been kind of lowered the bar on this change. Now I want to know what the fuck is this? What's the thing? What is the thing? I want to know what the thing is. Now I know the thing. Now, for most people, once they know the thing, guess what they're going to do? Oh, I'm a bad person. I can't do it. I'm too weak. Why? Because they take on too much. They can't deal with a change. So you guys know better than that, right? But I think there's a power. I don't think. I know there is a power in understanding where the biggest issue lies. Understanding what is the biggest issue. Because when you are an adult about it and you are developing yourself strength-wise, we're not bent out of shape by every little freaking thing on social media that bends you out of shape and you're all walking around all pissed off all the time. When you can actually be an adult and mature and look at the world and say, okay, well, it's good to know, like, this is the thing. In my life, personally, this is the biggest offender. Like, maybe it's me. I'm the biggest offender. Or maybe it's the proverbial drunk father. Maybe that's the biggest offender. Here's what wears us down, skating around the issue. It's soul killing. It's soul sucking. It's just soul sucking. When we stop at the Prius, when we go, and we know better, right? I'm good. And then we get all kind of high in my, I'm good. I drive a Prius and it's white. I chose to buy a white Prius. Who chooses to buy a white Prius? It's the most amazing thing. Hats off to you. No judgment here. Yeah. So the elephant in the room, there is power and strength in knowing what that is at least, right? And if you're of adult and kind of have a maturity, you're going to go like, of course I'm not going to like change overnight. Like I know where I'm going, but I still got to deal with the responsibility of going there in a responsible, adult, mature manner so I don't piss myself off and everybody else off in the process. I mean, I want to make a change and I want to do it for real. So if you're not ready, I mean, I guess I'll wrap this episode up by saying, if you understand kind of the picture, but even if you're not ready to change anything, and even if you sort of go like, yes, but I'm the Prius is where I'm at right now. Even if you're not ready to deal, know what and exactly where the elephant in the room is.
Did you give up? Did you give in? Did you fracture and split? Did you undo everything? I never did. I never did. Did you crack and fret? Did you went away? Did you live beneath a fiery rose? Well, I never did. I never did. I never did. I never did. Roll around the curves down straightaways. Obstacles are nothing but in the way. Both of us standing in blindsided, knowing what what's wrong, everything's so far away, far away. Fall down beneath the ground. Did you fall down and hit the ground? I did. Roll around the curves down straightaways. Obstacles are nothing but in the way. Both of us standing in blindsided, knowing what's wrong and everything's so far away. Far away. Roll around the curves down straightaways. Obstacles are nothing but in the way. Both of us standing in blindsided, knowing what's wrong, everything's so far away, far away.